I say amen to that.
Yes.
Thank God. Amen. I'll look at Psalm 119 a little bit and read a few verses. The Holy Ghost help us. Psalm 119, it's the longest chapter in the Bible. Broke down to 8 verses each. I've been thinking about a word that come to me when I got in here tonight. I didn't know what I was going to say, but this is the best I can do. Amen. Only I can do is what God said. I like fresh preaching. And the only way to be fresh is be in your heart. God might get in it, though, sometime, that you start out a little slow, but He can get in it. You can't underestimate what God can do in your heart. Amen. You say, I don't know what to say. Well, just follow the Lord. Amen. It ain't a planned out deal. It's what the Holy Ghost says. In one place, He said He'll tell you what to say in that hour. And I think that's right. The Bible said in Psalm 119, verse 9, wherewith thou shalt a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. And the Bible said, and I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. I look at the verse 10 tonight, and he said, oh, let me not wander. I thought about that thing of wandering. It's easier for us to get in a place that we wander from the way God has. I know as myself tonight, and I'll only testify who I am and what I know about myself tonight. And there's a very temptation to wander from the ways that God wants us to walk in. Our minds are consumed sometimes with things that cause our minds to wander. Somebody said, I read the Bible. I said, what did you read? They said, I don't remember. A lot of times it's because your mind wanders. Amen. There's things on your mind. It might not be bad things, but it just be a wandering thing. Amen. I've done that. I've read the scriptures. Amen. Been reading the Bible every morning. And brother, I'm telling you, I have to go back and rehearse them things in my own heart, what I read. But sometimes my mind wanders. Amen. A thought will get in my mind of what I got to do. And I'll read why I'm thinking that, and my mind wanders. The psalmist said he didn't want to wander from the commandments of God. There's some things that you got to keep before you if you don't wander. Amen. I understand and know that it is the Holy Ghost that lives within us that keeps us on track tonight. A man that don't have the restraining power of God, there's no telling tonight where he might wander. Amen. Oh, we like sheep, but sheep wander. Amen. They need a shepherd tonight. I was testifying tonight, if it had not been for the good shepherd, I'd done got out of this thing. I'd wandered too much. Amen. The prodigal wandered in a far country. Thank God he had to come to himself before he ever got the way back home. And a lot of times in your own mind, you'll wonder. Thank God the devil will fill your mind with all kind of things. Amen. When you get down to pray, you know what it does? A lot of times your mind wanders. Amen. It's not where it ought to be. God knows we're weak and God knows we're frail. But I'll tell you this, thank God he's able tonight. Thank God to pray in and through you. Amen. His good will and what he wants. In fact, I think praying is asking and receiving. I think it's communion with him. Thank God, I believe tonight praying is where God meets with you. Through the blood of Christ, through the name of Christ. I'm glad we can pray tonight. I'm thankful. Thank God that he knows. Amen. What we need before we ever ask him. Amen. I was a messing last night. Amen. With went and bought me a few locks. Amen. And there's some heavy duty locks. And I said, well, I need to get these locks off this thing. It was some hard stuff. Amen. I thought I got my knife out. And I figured this tonight. If somebody asked me why I got my thumb all bandaged up, I'd say, well,
well. You can use a knife two ways. Amen. You can use it to cut some cake or cut your hand. Amen. That's right. And you know what? I got to doing that. I was struggling and sweating and complaining. And God said what he asked me. Amen. And I said, Lord, I want to ask you, what do I need to do? And he said, take the keys that come with it and undo the lock. Amen. And all the other stuff will fall out. Amen. And I thought, wasn't that simple? Amen. I'm telling you tonight, thank God is everything. I mean, God has surely got me, thank God, in a narrow path that I'm going to have to look to for everything. Amen. I'm not that smart. Somebody said that boy that come, he said, you're the smart one in the class. I said, boy, you must have missed a boat. Amen. I've just done enough to get out. Amen. And wondered how that came to pass. But it's wondering today in the spiritual life. Amen. Listen, there's got to be a target. There's got to be a course. There's got to be something, thank God, that our minds are set on. And go for it. Amen. Paul said, press toward the mark. Thank God you know where the mark is. It's before you. Amen. It's not behind you. It's the best came. Amen. The best is yet to come. It's here. Here he is, the Son of God. Everything's in him and by him. Amen. It's better than the law of Moses. It's better than religion. It's better than a system. It's better than the Pharisees. It's better, my friend, thank God, in life itself. For he is life, and in him was life. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. Hey, listen. Hey, God, don't get in man's system. Hey, God, get in God's path tonight. Amen. That's right. The path of God's where it's at. I was reading Matthew 23. I read it yesterday morning. I thought, under God, it's so bad to be in that kind of stuff. Hey, straighten a gnat, swallow a camel. Hey, make the outside appear beautiful before men, but inside, they're dead men's bones. Hey, like Moses' seed. Hey, like everything about what men see. Hey, appear righteous before men. Hey, man, listen. Thank God they want to be seen of men. That's right, brother, listen. Hey, man, you can't live for God and live for man. You can't do it. Paul said in Galatians 1, he said, I can't serve God and man. I cannot be a servant of God and serve man. I want to preach a message. And I might thank God next week on this, the word bondage. There's so much bondage in this day. First thing, man's in bondage to sin. That's why he can't be to get out of it, because that's what he's in bondage to. The word bondage means slavery or captivity. That man tonight is in bondage. They wonder, hey man, they can't find freedom. That's why Paul said, stand fast in the freedom wherewith he made me free, of the liberty of Christ. Hey man, it's not entangling again the yoke of bondage. Hey friend, this is so fine, brother Danny, is so fine. Ain't God it me in a pair of righteous, and they're not tonight. It's the righteousness of Christ. You're not bound to nobody but him. Amen. Nobody, friend. You're not bound to nobody but Jesus. Amen. If you ever get a hold of that, thank God, you won't worry about what Danny thinks about you. Amen. You won't worry about what the preacher thinks about you. You're hooked up to him. And if you never get loose, thank God, like Lazarus, and get the grave clothes off of you, thank God, and hook up with him, it'll be a whole lot better for you. Thank God, you'll be happy. Amen. And sing Amazing Grace. And know you've overcame because you've been born again instead of wandering around. Amen. God didn't make a religion and put it in 10 steps and rules. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You said, who is a good Christian preacher? Whoever does what Jesus says. Amen. That's right, praise God. Amen. I ain't a good Christian because I carry a Bible. I can preach without it, thank God. Some people don't like that. I wouldn't go in many places trying to preach without a Bible. The Bible's in me. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Listen, friend. I can preach without the Bible. Amen. The Bible don't make me spiritual. Amen. What application I make through the Holy Ghost, it sanctifies me and purges me. Amen. It makes me what he wants me to be through his spoken word. Amen. Thank God. Anybody can memorize a written word, but not anybody can hear a spoken word. Amen. See, here's the key tonight. You're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. It's a spoken word. If you don't get the spoken word, you're going to wander. Here's what they say. Well, I got to do this and I got to do that. I got to do this and got to do that. That ain't Christian life. I married my wife. Thank God this year will be 40 years. Amen. I don't live like that around her. Amen. Amen. If I do something first, because I love her. Not that I have a set of notes and say, well, I got to find out what I need to do today. Today's Wednesday. I see, maybe I'll take her out ice cream. God have mercy. Praise God, son. If the Holy Spirit touched your heart to get her ice cream, you don't have to make sure, thank God. Amen. Jesus tell you that. I mean, the thing of it, a Christian life is living in freedom, Brother Robert. It ain't living, thank God, by a bunch of Pharisees. Amen. That's what people live by today. That's why religion is so popular, because it's made of works. Amen. I thank God the Holy Ghost is bigger than that. He knows what to do in you and through you, praise God. Amen. It's hard for you to get free because your family don't like what you're doing. Amen. And listen. Amen. Listen, friend. There's a lot of people don't. They want to hold you. Thank God they'll hold you. And what they want you to do, they want you to wander with them. They don't want you to walk in the ways of God. Amen. Listen, friend, if you ever do anything for God, you got to get beyond all that. You got to be your own man and woman. Amen. That's right. You got to be your own family. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God it's a whole lot better living like that. Amen. And living in bondage tonight. Amen. That's right. Somebody said they didn't do it that way. I said, well, that's all right. Do it the way you want to. I tried that knife thing last night and cut my hand. Amen. God said, just take the keys, open the lock. I opened it up, thank God, and it dropped off, and I put the lock on the chain. Amen. It's just that simple. That's right. If you ask God, you can find peace. You can walk the way of God, but the fact of it is tonight, we got so many people. I tell you, Brother Danny, I despise religious activities, my friend. That's all a bunch of outward adorning and outward flesh. Even then, Jesus said in Matt Peter about the woman, thank God, that needed to win her husband. He said it wasn't with the adorning of the outward. Thank God, the plate and the hair and the wearing the gold. He said, thank God, it's a hidden woman of the heart. And that's what it is tonight. It's the hidden woman of the heart. Thank God. Amen, brother. And I'm telling you this. Amen. There's a lot of wandering today, friend. Amen. In religious circles, all they do is wandering, trying to find out what they ought to do. Hey, God, a doctor, amen, can accept what you want to do. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You ain't going to be accepted. You ain't never been accepted with the world. Amen. They talk about you when they close their doors. Amen. Say, that man's crazy. Amen. I don't know why he preaches like that. Amen. I don't know why he thinks like that. I don't know why he loves everybody. That's what they say. They told me that down there at the jail. They said he's too nice to the prisoners. I said the gospels, thank God, the word of God. Amen. He told me to love my neighbor as myself. He didn't say praise God. Thank God, whether my friend, amen, they met my approval, he told me to love them. Amen. And brother, that's the word of God. If they ever going to see God in me, it ain't about a criticizing. Amen. Criticism will kill the church. It'll cause you to wander away from God because you'll have your eyes on yourself and that's all you'll look to above everybody else. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Listen. If you think tonight your group of people is the only one, you got a deceived heart. If I think this church is the only one, thank God for this church, and it ain't the building, it's the people. It is a good one, and that's because of God. But I'll tell you one thing, friend. I want the Holy Ghost around here, and it don't matter to me what it takes to get him. And I know he's in me tonight. I want him to manifest. Amen. Praise God. These brothers have been teaching. Brother Shook put her right down the line when he preached. And I'm for it 100%. If everybody said it wasn't, it don't matter to me. I'm sticking with it. I know it's truth. Amen. Sister Pat from Florida, thank God, watched it. And she wrote in there. She said that was the absolute truth. And when I read that, I said, amen to God. I'm glad somebody knows the truth because the truth's in them. You'll not know the truth unless the truth's been revealed to you. Knowing is an experience. And when you get born again, thank God, you'll love the truth and walk in the truth. Amen. There's too much wandering today. So what do you believe? Thank God, I tell you what, I ought to have an answer of what I believe. You ought to have an answer of what you believe. If you don't believe the way I do, that's all right. That's up to you. But I'm telling you what, don't try to change me, and I won't try to change you. If the Holy Ghost can't change me, then ain't nobody else can. Amen. I'm subject to it. I'm subject. I wander around, amen, in the darkness, amen, and try to find something. And when God's got it, all you got to do is go to him. You don't have, listen, I read the Bible, I'm not against books. I read the Bible. I read the Strong's Concordance, some verses, try to find the words. But I ain't too much in trying to find out everything. I used to be. I used to read about 5 or 6 commentaries on every verse. The Holy Ghost said, I can teach it to you if you want me to. If you want to wander around trying to find out what every man thinks about it, go ahead, but I can teach it to you if you want me to. And it don't always come when you just start reading it. It'll come. It could come to you, thank God, in the midnight hour, and the Holy Ghost come and say, son, I want to tell you about that verse you was trying to find out about today. I want to interpret it for you. Yeah. Amen. And ain't nobody in heaven, ain't nobody in the earth, amen, that's right, that can take you away from it. Jonathan Hall, but thank God, if God gives you something, I say go with it. Amen. That's right. If you God give you something, go with it. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, brother, tonight, I don't believe Amen. I'm a heretic, amen. I'm a man of God that knows the truth because God revealed it to me. I know the new verse, the supernatural act of God of heaven. I don't have to wonder about that. It was done miraculously. I was dead and seeing. He quickened me through the Holy Ghost word and made me alive in Christ and revealed the truth to me and showed me Christ as the only way. And he gave me faith to believe in him and changed my life and made me new. That's what he does, amen. Ain't a dead man ever resurrected himself besides Jesus Christ. Lazarus didn't get out of tomb on his own son. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And he did. And then people still wondering around their own mind, how can somebody say they living and they was dead? That's one thing, son, they denied and they still deny. It's the resurrection because they can't absolutely believe even in the virgin birth. But when it comes to the resurrection of Christ, that a man actually lived him, amen, rose himself, really, that's what he did. He said, I take my life up. I take it up, amen. I'll tell you, you talk about Jesus tonight, I'm going to tell you who I believe he is. He's the God-man. Amen. He's the God-man. He's the God-man in flesh. And everything in him is the Godhead. And the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Everything in him, he's man and God tonight, every bit of him. And I'm telling you, I thank God he ever liveth to make intercession on my behalf. He knows what I need. Thank God, and friend, he knows how to go to the Father. Thank God, and get what I need. Amen. If I didn't have him tonight, he'd throw me into hell. He'd throw you into hell if it wasn't him at the right hand of the Father as a resurrected Lord with blood on the mercy seat. Amen. Thank God. There ain't a one of you any count. That's including myself. Don't get mad at me. I ain't no count neither. Amen. Ain't no count. The only good about us is him. Amen. Why, if God took his spirit off me, ain't no telling where I'd be. Wouldn't be here. And wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Amen. You got that right, son. You wouldn't be here. You'd say, that man's crazy. Amen. I ain't going back to hear him. Amen. You know why? Because that's the flesh. No flesh of glory in his presence. Even the men that thank God God used, he said, they ain't nothing. Amen. That's what he said in 1 Corinthians. They not anything but God that giveth the increase. I'm telling you, if we can ever get back to what I'm preaching and not wander around with ever win the doctrine, everything that comes along, amen, like I used to do, amen. Thank God I fought some of that stuff, amen, because I thought it sounded good. But the Holy Ghost took me to class and said, I don't have. I didn't have to have that. Long as I had him, that's all that matters. And that's all that matters in your life. And you don't have to wander around wondering what's going on. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I don't want to wonder. Amen. I wonder too much. My mind. Amen. The old devil, boy, he'll hit you in your weak spots. He'll nail you in your weak spot. Amen. You starting to read that good scripture there. I read that John 8 the other night. Son, out loud. I said, glory to God, son. He went to have her down, boy. Amen. You read. Hey, when you read the Bible, don't read it like you're running a race.
That's right.
Amen. Read it. Read it. Do I read that Bible, son? It's the word of God. Amen. I say, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought him unto him a woman taken in adultery. Notice this, that when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. In other words, we caught her doing it. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou?
Yeah.
So you get to reading that thing, son. Start telling you something. Then he said, they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Amen. Then he said this, and when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. He's telling that crowd, he said, if you can stone her, put the first one on her. Amen. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and when they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
Yeah.
They're in the temple, friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. They threw her down before him. Now, thank God, all that crowd that brought her's gone.
Yeah.
You know, the religious people leave when God starts doing something. And then Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman. He said to her, woman, where are thine accusers? What's them people accused you? Amen. Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. Lord. Called him Lord. They didn't call him that, but she did. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amen. That ought to put you under the pew. I told the Lord this afternoon, he's saying something about a scripture. I said, Lord God, I can't get up and preach it. I ain't got enough humility in me to do that. I feel like I got too much pride in me. Didn't get up and read that verse. Too much pride. Amen. Do you judge people more than you love people? You ain't got a little Pharisee blood in you, do you? Amen. That's right. Well, away with them. That's right. They didn't love Jesus. You read the whole chapter, praise God. He talked to them. He said to them Jews, he said, you shall know the truth. Truth make you free. And this is what they said. This is where I got. And then said Jesus, those Jews which believe on him, if you continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed. He said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I said, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. He said, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word had no place in you. He said, my word ain't got no place in you. Boy, son, I tell you, son, I don't know what I could do right now is to jump to the ceiling to think that his word has place in me. His word had place in me. He told them, my word has no place in you. That's what he said. He said, I speak that which I've seen with my father. And you do that which you have seen of your father. And they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if Abraham were your Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they of him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you'd love me. That's what he told them. Amen. He said, for I proceeded and came from God, neither came I myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. How many people sit on a church pew and can't hear the word of God? Notice what he said. Listen, you cannot hear it. There's another place Jesus said you will not. He that is God hears God's words.
Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. That's what Jesus said. Read the Bible. Go slow and read it. And I'm telling you, the best thing to do when you read the scripture is examine yourself. I examine myself. I have to make sure, thank God, that I'm hearing the word. I have to make sure that I'm in the faith. He said, prove yourselves. Know you're not your own selves. That Christ in you said to be reprobates. That means that there, listen, friend, the main mark of being born again is obedience to God and loving God. Some of you are wandering tonight. You got your mind out in left field. Got your mind out there. What am I going to do when I get out? What music I'm going to listen to? What am I going to close my door in my room and do? You say, how you know that, preacher? Because I do it. Your mind's apt to wonder. Your feet's apt to wonder after your mind. It comes in your mind and it comes in your feet. It gets in your heart too. You wander around. Your heart's wandering. And you say, I wish, unto God I say this, I hate to be a judge. I mean, God have mercy. And I don't see how anybody can be not touched by the power of God. Amen. When somebody testifies in the Spirit or sings in the Spirit, and you look out across the congregation, when they threw it, it sounds like, bring the pallbearers in. God ain't dead, friend. Sometimes He'll silence the church. Sometimes God will silence it. He'll silence the church sometimes. He'll put the silencer on it. Amen. And sometimes it's been some of the best services I've ever been in when the Holy Ghost put His hush on the service. Yeah. I found this to be true, whether you agree to it or not. Tears is better than shouting. It's better for the heart. The sorrow of the heart, it helps us. Solomon talked about that. In the Ecclesiastes book, he said it's better, amen, he said sorrow is better than laughter, even though I like to laugh and laugh a lot. I know that. I induce that. Amen, because that's just my nature. That's the way I'm made. But thank God for them solemn times when tears come out the side of your eyes. Amen, like Sunday morning. Somebody said, how was the service? I said it was, thank God, it was tearful. It was thankful. Amen, it was humble. Amen, it was, thank God, God in it. Amen, thank God, that's like it like that. Amen. I tell you, don't wonder when them things is going on. Don't get your mind on something else. Try to hook in with it. Amen. Thank God when we think together, we can walk together. Amen. Don't wander around. Praise God. Too many wanderings. What they doing? Wandered in the wilderness. Wandered in the wilderness. Wondered how many years, Brother Danny? 40, was it 40 years they wandered in the wilderness to every carcass died that was over 20 years old? Besides Caleb and Joshua, they just wandered around. They wandered around. They never made the promised land. They never made the Canaan. Because they wasn't up but a bunch of wanderers. Amen. And listen, you got that same crowd in the churches today. They got some that's in Canaan's land. Very few. Most of us wandering in the wilderness. They ain't took hold. They ain't got a desire. They don't want the fruit of the land. And they surely don't believe God, because 10 come back and said they're too big for us. Joshua and Caleb said, no, we'll whoop them. Thank God God's with us. Amen. Them fruits down there, thank God, it's huge. Amen. God's blessed us with land. Thank God. And God took it for them too, brethren. It wasn't their strength. It was His strength. But it was the obedience of faith that God used in them men to bring forth that land. And the rest of them wandered around and died in the wilderness. You and me both tonight, we can choose to go in, thank God, and get the abundant life that God's got through Christ. Amen. It's already here, friend. Or you can choose, thank God, just to wander around and just barely make it. That's the way I did in school. I mean, I spent hours sitting in the house while they were shooting basketball. Thank God I spent hours, amen, getting a paddle on my tail end. You know why? Because my grades. You know why? Because I wandered. I done enough to get by. I'll tell you, I remember in my 11th grade year, I took chemistry, don't know why. I took geometry, don't know why. Amen. Thank God I took a lot of stuff, I didn't know why. Amen. And I never get, I remember Mama's, I know she was rough on it. Daddy, if he found out, he'd be rough. Amen. Mama usually the rough one. Amen. And I thought, unto God, I'm going to fail 11th grade. I'm going to fail her. I know I took Spanish too, and that don't know nothing but K-Pasa. Amen. That means what's happening. Amen. I remember my name is Julio. Amen. And I thought, oh my goodness, I was sweating. I had chemistry, Spanish, amen, geometry, and that woman half slept. I had somebody do my homework, turn it in, amen. Put my name on it. I didn't know nothing about geometry. Don't y'all do that. That's not good. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you. I remember that mailman, they dropped that report card in the mailbox. I had English, too, and I was good in PE. I mean, I took it every year and made 100. Amen. But and lunch was good, too. Amen. But when I went out there and I got that report card out of the mailbox, Mama gave me report cards the other day. She said, look at them. I looked at them. I said, oh, my Lord, help me, Lord. And I went out there and I got it out. And I didn't want to open it, but I did. The first on the top was said English for the year 77. That's what it said. I thought, well, that's a major subject, no English. Then I had PE, and of course, it was 100. I had such a good PE teacher on my final exam. His bonus question was, who's the principal of this high school? And then I got that Spanish, and it said 70. Then I got that chemistry. I'm telling y'all the truth. I know I'm telling you the truth. And I got that chemistry out, and Miss Barrow was my chemist teacher. And I said, 70. And then that next one come in, it was geometry. And I said, what did Miss Hancock give me? 70. And that's about the way we live the Christian life. Just enough to get by, pray a little bit. Read our Bible a little bit. Do you think God's going to have a report card in heaven? I do. I think He's going to judge us by our works. This is what I think He's going to say about Chris and Joel and Keith and all of us. He's going to say, Chris, you know, I'm using it on these earthly terms. He could say, Chris, you made a 90, but you could have made a 98. Joel, son, I let you go around with a lot of good brothers and I'm sorry you just was average because you chose not to be subjected and obedient to me as you could be. And you wandered. And you tried your best to still enjoy some of the world and the worldly games and the fashions and stuff. And I ain't into fashions. I'm just using that. But I'm just saying it's true. Some of you read the newspaper more than you do the Word of God. And you read the Facebook more than you do the Word of God. And one day you're going to stand before God and you're going to weep. And I'm going to weep. It's Joel Hyde's going to weep. And he's going to say, Brother Hyde, this is where it's at and this is where you could be in if you hadn't wandered. Help me not to wander, but to be subject to God. Amen. Appreciate you hearing me tonight. Let's stand. Let's stand tonight. God have mercy and help us. Brother Jonathan Hall, have prayer.
Father, Lord, tonight.